All right, we are here with Jeremy Johnson. She is the Marketplace Manager at the Better Business Bureau in the Northwest and Pacific region. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, New Year is past and gone. We're heading into February. A lot of us are keeping these good financial goals and maybe getting some phone calls or emails that are obviously scams and maybe get us to ask the question, where are they getting our information? So today, we kind of want to talk about more in generic terms, but these scam phone calls and emails and ads, how are these scammers getting our information to target us?
You know, that's the thing is we get these calls and so many of us are getting them. And most of the time we're like, how did they even get my number? And so first, one of the main ways that people are getting your information and your phone number, a lot of times is the data breaches that we unfortunately continue to see broadcast on the news daily between Facebook and stores. And the latest, you know, just a couple months ago, Marriott got breached. So a lot of times that information is just getting breached. And as many data breaches as there is, it's very common that somehow you've probably been a victim of one of them. So that's one of the main ways that your number and your information is getting out.
Now, I know that there's also, you know, beyond a data breach, there's plenty of public information, too, that as I was, you know, reading over some of this information from the Better Business Bureau, I'd not even thought of. Talk to us about how these scammers are possibly using public records and public information to target us as well.
You know, that is a great point that a lot of these scammers are using illegal ways to get your information, but they can also use very legal ways. Public records are available, federal, state, county, city. There's all these public records that have a lot of your information, and it's 100% legal for them to get them. And, you know, from census data to any type of public record can be accessed legally, and they know that, and so that's a great way for them to get your information as well.
So in a follow-up to that question, how do we guard against that? I mean, there's obviously we can't call up the federal government and say, hey, I don't want my public information available because there are certain things that are legally available. So how do we protect maybe ourselves when we know that this kind of information is out there, especially when it comes to public records?
The best thing that you can do is guard your information like it's money, like you would guard, you know, dollar bills in your wallet. You definitely want to watch out for any way that you can give less information. If you're signing up for, you know, a store credit card or any type of thing where you're giving out your information, try to hold back that information as much information as possible. You definitely want to, you know, protect what you have. So whether that's maybe refraining from throwing an email out or giving your phone number, anything where you can just keep that information close to you is going to be the best protection for you.
Now, I know that you mentioned that some of these you know, scams can come in the forms of phone calls, emails, maybe a voicemail, but not all of those are bad. So how, going forward, can people distinguish between maybe a good call from their cell phone company alerting them of a problem or a deal, and maybe a scammer who has managed to get that kind of information and is impersonating?
You know, a lot of the calls that are made from companies that will ask you security questions and, you know, will have your account number or things like that. But if someone calls you and you're a little unsure about the information they have, just hang up and call your phone company yourself. One thing we have seen is when scammers do call and you're picking up the phone, they're immediately listening and scanning for more information to use on you. Whether they hear a child crying in the background, they may know that that opens you up to a different scams, or they may hear in your voice that you're elderly and that they could prey on you for those type of scams. So if at any time you pick up the phone and you're just not sure, the best thing to do is just to hang up.
All right. Well, we've been here with Jeremy Johnson. She is the Marketplace Manager at the Better Business Bureau in the Northwest and Pacific regions. And especially as we're going throughout the year, keeping ourselves scam-free. Thank you so much for these tips and continued good luck to the rest of us.
Thank you.